Time to continue with Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone. And this is part two of our Little Bait and Knot conversation continued from earlier this hour in our last outdoor report. Well, before we get into the ice conditions and how thick it is, let's touch on the walleye real quick. What did you hear from the walleye fishermen?
Pretty much kind of the same old story as the last couple of weeks. Overall, you know, the numbers aren't really being caught. You're marking a lot of fish, jigging a lot of times, but they chase a jig all over the place, but they don't seem to want to bite it. And the sucker minnows on the tip-ups are still doing a little bit better than the jigging is. Starting to get a few more people venturing further south out towards Escanaba. There was good ice at almost, well, good ice in quotes.
Yeah, I understand.
Down about as far south as Portage Point. And it sounds like they've got maybe 8 to 10 inches of ice now starting to go that far south. So more people are heading over towards Stonington and out of Escanaba. And they've been getting some nice fish down there lately.
Actually, I had two really good reports out of Stonington and one out of Portage Point over the weekend. So that's consistent with what I'm hearing anyway.
Yeah.
So, that was kind of my next segue into the fact that we had that bitterly cold weather. However, it was windy. And I guess you kind of answered my question already. 8 to 10 inches down to Portage Point, that means that it definitely made the ice thicker that was there. But did you see any new ice at all?
I don't know. I think probably on Sunday, I know south of Portage Point, that was all wide open water up until Saturday. Sunday night, the wind died, but it was like 15 below here. So I'm sure it made ice south from there down to like Ford River and stuff, but that ice, if it is still there, it would not be safe at this point. And it's going to be pretty warm here now for the rest of the upcoming week. They're calling for highs near 40 here on Friday and Saturday. So yeah. we're not going to lose ice that we already have, but we're certainly not going to be making any more ice.
Well, we'll have to see how that pans out. Anything else you want to throw in before I let you go?
Not that I can think of right offhand here.
Okay.
Well, I guess there's one thing I could throw at you here. We've been, over the course here of the winter, we've been running a weekly photo contest, and people stop in, take pictures with their fish, or send me pictures, and we put them up on our Facebook page, and every week then we draw from the entries that week and give away a gift certificate to the bait shop. But if folks want to see a bunch of fish pictures from the bay and the nearby areas, they can just go on our Facebook page for Bayview Bait and Tackle. See a lot of nice fish pictures.
Yeah, we may have to do that and share a few of them on our Facebook page. Sounds good.
Sure. Have at it.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
We'll catch up with you again soon, Chris. Take care.
All right. We'll talk to you later this week, probably.
This is The Outdoor Show.